The Ghana Education Service has been given clearance by the Ministry of Finance to recruit trained teachers to man the progressively free-day senior high school facilities built all over the country. You know, more than 2,000 trained teachers have been shortlisted out of 8,000 applicants. Those shortlisted will write a selection test on Saturday 21st of this month at WAEC centers in all the 10 regions. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO of the GES, Reverend Jonathan Bette, said the recruitment is laying emphasis on mathematics, science and English language qualified teachers. He spoke to George Ankra.
There's a provision in the law that gives the National Teaching Council an opportunity to recruit people who have not been trained basically as teachers. So it will be the responsibility of the Teaching Council to mount up programs that will put people who
as far as the government is building more schools. For Education and Ghana Education Service Director General Mr. Jacob Kaur thought it wise to open or give the opportunity to train teachers. There are some people who have been trained and they are in the house now as a result of financial clearance. Now we have applied to the Ministry of Finance, and Ministry of Finance has given us go ahead to recruit 2,400 teachers. And these people
will... Is that enough for all the progressively continuing schools that we are putting up?
In actual fact, government is going to commission more schools, but those that he has commissioned and the senior high schools BEC students will be going to take over. We want to make sure that we have teachers for those ones. We don't want to employ more than necessary so that financial clearance and other issues will be an impediment on their way. So as the government is commissioning, the more he commissioned, the more we also do more recruitment and employment into the service.
I understand the recruitment is going to take place by way of another test. Why test?
Ghana Education Service will be happy to have more qualified teachers. There are teachers who completed diploma from their training colleges, but there is a need also for us to test them in their special areas that they will be teaching. We want to see their potentials. We want to see how effective they'll be handling our children in the school, and even to test their ability. So that is why we deem it fit to organize this selection test for them.
Which subjects are they going to be tested in?
English language, mathematics, and sciences.
Does that mean you are not recruiting teachers for the other subjects like geography, history, and Bible knowledge?
For now, we have enough geography, social studies, and other related subject teachers to be posted. But we are laying emphasis on mathematics and science for now. And English as a language is going to be tested. Whether you are writing for science or mathematics, English is the base of everything. So we're going to test everybody. Whether you are in for science or mathematics, you should be able to teach those subjects in English. So we'll test your ability.
You know, there are other graduates from other tertiary institutions such as the Ghana Institute of Journalism, the School of Accountancy, IPS, and from the universities who are also interested in teaching. They have the passion, even though they were not trained in the teacher training colleges. Would you be happy to accept them, or they are not part of this program?
For now, they are not part of this program because education or teaching is a profession. People who have done PRO courses or journalism are also professional. That is why we teachers are also professionals, and we've gone through training. We've done education, which will help us to handle the children well. If the journalists and the PROs have also done psychology and education, why not? They could apply. But if they have not done that and have their education certificate, what I mean is degree certificate in education and psychology, I think for now they are not needed for now.
Does that mean you've already shortlisted some applicants? If yes, where and where are they going to sit these exams and when?
We have shortlisted some candidates already, and we put the information on online www.gespostings.net. And for now, in line with the recruitment exercise, shortlisted applicants will be expected to write the selection test on Saturday, 21st May, at the following WAEC centers. In the regions, Greater Accra Region and Eastern will write at Tema WAEC Center. Volta Region will write at Ho YX Center. Ashanti Region will also write theirs in Kumasi YX Center. Brown Ahafo Region will also write theirs at Sunyani Senior High School. And Central Region will write theirs at Nfantipim Senior High School, Western Region at Isadel Senior High School, and Northern Region Upper East and Upper West will write theirs at Tamale YX Center. And we also want to add this information that candidates are expected to report at their designated centers not later than 8 a.m. for the test to be written.
Are they paying something for the test?
The fee for the test is meant to defray the cost of WAEC administering the test, payment for ICT services and other miscellaneous items that will be incurring. So they are paying something little, 62 Ghana cedis. It's not for Ghana Education Service, but it's for WAEC. We have to pay for the center. We have to pay for ICT. We have to pay for people who will be marking. And I can tell you that in every examination in this country, people pay. Even, I believe, in the police and military or whatever, people pay a token for those services to be done.